The Holy Gospel appointed for the second Sunday in Advent in our preparation for Jesus as our Messiah is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the third chapter. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all the Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to listen to the voice of John the Baptist, proclaiming out in the wilderness of the desert to prepare the way of the Lord and to make his path straight. Bless us, Father, as we also respond during this Advent season in the same way the people did, to repent, to confess our sins and unrighteousness, and to receive Jesus as our Savior and Messiah. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my Redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you on this second Sunday in Advent is taken from the Gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the third chapter, with special attention to the following verses. "In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.' For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, prepare the way of the Lord. What a wonderful and yet at the same time challenging statement on this Sunday morning, on this second Sunday in Advent, as we continue to prepare ourselves for the coming of the Messiah into our hearts, into our homes, and yes, into our churches. Prepare the way of the Lord. And yet if I were to ask you again this morning, are we? Are we preparing the way of the Lord? Not only that, but are we making His paths straight? Or are we unprepared? Not ready for the Lord to come into our hearts, our homes, our churches as our Savior and our Messiah? Perhaps too busy with the hype of another Christmas celebration that we lose sight of what Advent is really all about. Perhaps too busy right now sending all of those Christmas cards, buying all of those Christmas gifts, putting up the lights, the trees, and decorations, that we forget sometimes that Advent is really about something else. It's really preparing ourselves for the coming of the Messiah, not only at His second coming, but at Christmas, as the baby Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. That's precisely what John the Baptist was doing out in the wilderness of the desert. John was the messenger. He was the forerunner of Christ. He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near," or "the kingdom is at hand." And it was John's job description to prepare the people to receive Jesus as their Messiah and as their Savior. And John helped them to realize, first of all, that they were not only sinners, but sinners in need of the forgiveness of Jesus as the Messiah. As a matter of fact, St. Matthew quotes from the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament, chapter 40, verse 3, saying that John was the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make His paths straight." And the people responded to his message. They came to John as they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, and most importantly, confessing their sins. As a matter of fact, their repentance involved a turn, a complete change of heart, which included sorrow for their sins and a desire and determination to henceforth live a godly and holy life. The same kind of repentance King David acknowledged to the Lord when he committed adultery with Bathsheba and had her husband Uriah killed to cover up his transgression. As a matter of fact, David was so sorry, truly sorry for what he had done, that he cried out, "I have sinned against the Lord," and the Lord forgave him. As a matter of fact, the prophet Nathan assured him, saying, "The Lord has also put away your sin. You shall not die." The same kind of repentance the publican in the temple acknowledged to the Lord for cheating people of their taxes. He would not even lift up his voice to heaven, but he beat upon his breast, "God be merciful to me, a sinner." And the Lord forgave him too. Jesus said, "I tell you, this man went to his house justified rather than the other, the Pharisee. For everyone who humbles himself will be exalted, and he who exalts himself will be humbled." The same kind of repentance the prodigal son acknowledged to his own father. "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am not worthy to be called your son." And the father, out of his great love and compassion, also forgave him, saying, "For this son was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found." That is also true of us today. We're no different, are we? We're no better than David or the publican or the prodigal son. We also get ourselves into trouble sometimes, just like they did. In our moments of weakness, when the devil comes around and he tempts us to sin and go against the will and the law of God. As a matter of fact, every time we disobey one of the Ten Commandments of our Lord, we fall short of the glory of God and deserve only His wrath and His punishment. But thanks be to God. John the Baptist, when he encouraged the people in the New Testament to turn from their sins and to follow the cross, the Messiah, he urges us and encourages us to do the same this morning. To turn from our sins, to turn from our unrighteousness, and look and focus to the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the good news this morning for all of us in preparation for the Messiah. John also invites us to prepare the way of the Lord. This is especially true during this special Advent season. As we come to the Lord in a spirit of contrition and repentance, to receive His forgiveness, even though we don't deserve it, even though we don't merit, to receive Jesus' forgiveness as we repent and turn to Him as our Savior. The words of Jesus Himself, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Me." And again, the words of Jesus, "Come you who are blessed by My Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the foundation of the world." So the question this morning, are you and I preparing the way of the Lord? Think about it. With all the hype of another Christmas celebration. You know, we had a Christmas party yesterday, didn't we? And we had a lot of fun. That's part of our tradition, isn't it? We sang Christmas carols and we had food and we had coffee and refreshments. And that's okay. As long as we keep in mind that it's still Jesus' birthday, isn't it? That we celebrate. There's nothing wrong in sending out those Christmas cards. People always ask me, is that okay? I said, yes, it is. I don't see anywhere in the Bible that says you can't do that. It's okay to put up a beautiful Christmas tree. As a matter of fact, we've got three of them here in church. It's okay as long as we have Christ at the center of that Christmas tree. Those lights and ornaments that we have in our church today. Yes, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give Him the name Jesus, because He will save His people from their sins. So may God the Father bless us through His Holy Spirit during this special Advent season as we get ready for the Messiah to come into our hearts, first of all. And yes, into our homes where we spend a lot of our time with our families. And in this beautiful church, by the way, beautiful church, God's house of prayer. May we heed the words that we spoke responsively in the act of preparation. Were you listening? Oh Lord, help us to prepare for Your coming. Speak to our hearts that we may have the desire to repent. Turn away from our sins for pardon and peace, direction and purpose, comfort and hope. May God bless you and your family during this Advent Christmas season as we look forward to Christmas Eve and sing all the wonderful, beautiful carols as we worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, Jesus the Messiah. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all in our preparation for Jesus as the Savior, as the Messiah. Amen.